AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A partisan showdown on Capitol Hill over Homeland Security funding. Sagar Magani reports the Senate Majority Leader is dismissing Democrats' demands for new restrictions on federal immigration officers.
John Thune warns the department will shut down next week unless Democrats negotiate with Republicans and the White House on a funding bill.
This is not a blank check situation where Republicans just to agree to a list of Democrat demands,
which include things like requiring officers to take off their masks and identify themselves. Thune says many proposals are unrealistic. Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says this isn't about politics.
It's about people's basic rights. It's about people's safety.
And Democrats will not vote for a DHS spending bill when funding runs out unless there are big changes. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The last remaining nuclear arms pact between the U.S. and Russia has expired. The Kremlin says it regrets that, but President Trump's declared he's against keeping the New START treaty's limits and wants a better deal. But Karen Chamas reports.
The U.S. and Russia have agreed to resume military-to-military dialogue after 4 years of suspended communication following the war in Ukraine. The agreement emerged from a meeting between senior Russian and American military officials in the capital of the United Arab Emirates, according to the U.S. military in Europe. High-level military communication was suspended in 2021 as relations between Moscow and Washington became increasingly strained ahead of the full-scale Russian invasion of Ukraine in February 2022. Meanwhile, talks in Abu Dhabi between American, Russian, and Ukrainian officials on ending the war entered a second day. I'm Karen Chamas.
In Arizona, investigators believe Savannah Guthrie's mother is still out there, but they have not identified any suspects and have no proof she's still alive. DNA tests showed blood found on Nancy Guthrie's front porch was a match to her. This is AP News. U.S. employers posted 6.5 million job openings in December, the fewest since 2020. Jobless claims jumped last week, while the average 30-year mortgage is holding just above 6.1%. And Seth Sutel has the AP Markets report.
Sharp drops hit Wall Street as technology stocks sank and Bitcoin plunged again to roughly half of the record price it set in the fall. Several discouraging reports in the job market also knocked Treasury yields down in the bond market. The S&P 500 fell 1.2% Thursday. The index has been falling pretty much nonstop since setting an all-time high in late January. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 592 points. That's about 1.2%. The Nasdaq Composite sank 1.6%. Bitcoin fell below $64,000. Gold and silver prices fell again. Markets also closed lower in Europe and Asia. Seth Sutel, New York.
It's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.